Welcome to Winning Every Day, where faith meets purpose and purpose leads to victory. Winning every day, living God's way, growing stronger and brighter day by day.
As we gather in your presence, Lord, we quiet every voice but yours. Let your word fall like gentle rain. Wash our hearts, remove our chains. Open our eyes to see your truth. Renew our strength, restore our youth. Holy Spirit, come and dwell. Lead us deeper, lead us well.
Good morning, dear family, and welcome to another beautiful episode of the Winning Everyday podcast. I'm so glad you're here, wherever you're listening from, at home, in traffic, at work, or preparing for the day. May peace fill your heart right now. Take a deep breath. God is with you. Today's devotional is titled, God's Presence Changes Everything, and our Bible text is from Exodus chapter 33, verse 14, which says, And he said, My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Years ago, I read a story about a mountain climber who got trapped in a severe snowstorm. Visibility was almost zero. The wind was violent. He said the most terrifying part wasn't the cold. It was the feeling of being alone. After moments of struggle, he heard a voice through his radio. We're tracking you. You're not alone. Follow the signal. Those words changed something instantly inside of him. He later said something striking. The storm didn't stop immediately, but everything changed the moment I knew someone was with me. That story stayed with me, because that's exactly what happens when we become conscious of God's presence. The storm may not disappear instantly, but fear loses its power. Confusion gives way to clarity. Weakness gives way to strength. Beloved, hear this clearly today. God's presence changes everything. When Moses stood before the Red Sea, it was God's presence that turned impossibility into a miracle. When David faced Goliath, it was not armor or experience. It was the confidence that the Lord who delivered me before is with me now. 1 Samuel 17 verse 37. In Daniel chapter 3, when the three Hebrew boys entered the fiery furnace, the fire didn't burn them, but God's presence showed up as a fourth man in the fire. Let me ask you this morning, what are you facing that feels overwhelming right now? What decision has been keeping you awake at night? Where do you feel afraid, uncertain, or stretched beyond your strength? Here's the encouragement for you. If God is present, the situation is not final. Psalm 46 verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Not a distant help, not an occasional help, a very present help. You see, God's presence brings peace in chaos, Isaiah 26 verse 3, courage in fear, Joshua 1 verse 9, direction in confusion, Psalm 32 verse 8, rest in pressure, Matthew 11 verse 28. And sometimes, the greatest miracle is not a changed situation, but a strengthened heart. No matter what you are going through, no matter where you find yourself, today, God's presence shall be with you. You shall carry His presence day and night. Let me speak prophetically into your life right now. Because God's presence is with you, you will not break under pressure in Jesus' name. Because God is with you, you will not make the wrong decision. Because God's presence surrounds you, this year will not swallow you. You will rise from it stronger in Jesus' name. I declare, fear is losing its grip over you, confusion is clearing away, and divine peace is settling over your heart right now, in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment and ask yourself, am I more focused on my problem than on God's presence? Have I been trying to handle things alone that God wants to walk through with me? Here's your encouragement. You don't have to figure everything out today. You just have to walk with God today. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to 6 reminds us that when we trust Him and acknowledge Him, He directs our paths. Actions for the day. Today, practice presence-conscious living. Before reacting, whisper, "Lord, You are with me." Before making decisions, pause and say, "Holy Spirit, guide me." In moments of stress, declare, "God is here with me." In conclusion, beloved, storms don't define your life. God's presence does. You are not abandoned. You are not forgotten. You are not walking into this day alone. The same God who went before Moses, David, Esther, and Paul, He is with you today. Let's take our confession of faith for the day. Now, wherever you are, let's say this together with faith and joy. Today, I walk in the awareness of God's presence. I am not afraid. I am not confused, and I am not alone. God goes before me, stands with me, and watches over me. I am strengthened, guided, and victorious today. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your word today. We appreciate You for Your living presence. As our listeners step into this day, we ask that Your peace guard their hearts, Your wisdom guide their steps, and Your power strengthen them. Go before them, stand with them, and surround them with favor. Every fear dissolves, every burden lifts, and every path is ordered by You. We commit this day into Your hands. Bless us and grant us total victory. Thank You for answering our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this message blessed you, encouraged you, or lifted your spirit, please share this podcast with someone who needs hope today. Let's spread the reminder that God's presence changes everything. Have a victorious day, and remember, you're winning today because God is with you.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Poetess.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise.